This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horstman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. It is Monday night, right after the show. We are going to recap the Fantasy Suite episode, and tonight's special guest, you guys might know her as Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram. She has an incredible podcast, Amanda Hirsch. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you, Blake, radio podcast personality, you.
Not bad, right? Not bad.
I feel subpar.
Whatever. How are you, Amanda? How you been?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm really excited that tonight, I feel like this was meant to happen for me to come on tonight. Finally, an episode that I like have more than sarcastic feelings about.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Some real opinions.
Also want to hear sarcastic feelings as well, though.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, because I was on your podcast. When was I on your pod? Like 2 months ago?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I posted... I reposted your story and already so many girls, one is like, he, you know, went out with my friend. Another girl's like, tell Blake I love him. And I was like, I'll tell him. So
I'll
the girls,
yeah,
I was like, I'll tell him. She's like, oh my God, thank you. So Blake just like gets the girls going.
So I don't know about that.
But you know what else was funny, Blake? Okay. When Blake came on my podcast, he opened up about, the Bachelor cast, like the process before you guys, like, so you told me shit that I've never heard before. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like they you go to like a hotel right before, like all the guys, and you gave a weird example about, they asked you like, if you would eat somebody or something. Yeah, yes. And then the Armie Hammer stuff came out, which I don't know if and people were like, oh my God, that made us like think about how Blake was saying that that was a question that was asked. And it was just, I mean, cause shit's been wild in the Bachelor world on and off screen. And also in the pop culture world in general, it's been like scandal after scandal after. So it's been crazy lately.
It has been great. You've been busy. We'll just say that you've been busy.
Yeah.
What do you say when people like ask you kind of like what you do and everything? How do you describe like your Instagram page and stuff and your podcast?
I someone just asked me this week and I got so self-conscious because someone's like, do you consider, I did like a question thing, which don't you always feel like that's such a self-involved thing? Like, ask me things about me. Go.
People love that shit, though.
I know. They do. They do. But then once I get into it, I'm like, whoa, that's like a lot of like whatever. So someone's like, do you consider yourself an influencer? Which is super hypocritical of me because I've made fun of those things before. Like when I talk about The Bachelor, it's mostly like, oh, my God, they all want to be Instagram famous and get, you know, fat fit
fun box.
Yeah, see, absolutely. See, that's what I say. And then here I am like, code Amanda 10. But I also am honest about sometimes, but that it's a good question. Cause I was like, I don't consider myself an influencer, or I wish there was a word for like Instagrammer, podcaster, you know,
entrepreneur.
Yeah. Businesswoman.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out how was I going to introduce you,
and
I was
boss like, bitch.
There you go.
We're recording this on International Women's Day, people.
Yeah, not an accident.
Not an accident.
Not a coincidence.
No, I had all the feels today. So there's so much going on, and it's just like, I don't know if it's because I became a mom, but I used to not care about International Women's Day, and probably if I wasn't a mom a year ago, I'd make fun of the fact that like, just every chick is posting like a hot picture of herself today and being like International Women's Day. But today I was feeling it. I was like feeling it. I was like, women are freaking badasses. And like, it's crazy that, you guys tricked the world into thinking that you were better. I don't know how that happened.
For like thousands of years.
For thousands of years. And we're like, no, we swear. No, but we're actually better. And it makes zero sense that we've like, that this ever, anyone thought differently.
Yeah. Amen. It is. How is being a new mom? How's that going for you?
It's a vibe. I have to say, I thought it would be, you know, it makes me feel good when a lot of girls tell me that I made it seem less like a scary thing to them because I before I gave birth and I thought to myself, I think I'm going to keep being me and just like be with a baby. And I might have like conceptually been like, no, Amanda, that's actually can't, but I've made that kind of work. It's like, I'm literally doing the same stuff, but with a baby, and you can do it. And it's really empowering to feel like your life doesn't have to stop. And I think a lot of girls are scared about that. And I was too. I was like, but I didn't accomplish everything I want. But it doesn't have to. And they even bring like good luck and they make you want to do even more things and be better. So it's been fun.
That's good. Yeah, that's gotta be feel pretty good when other women reach out to you and be like, thank you for like showing us that. Like, it's gotta be a pretty cool feeling.
That is a cool feel. Cause imagine, first of all, it's like, you're welcome. I mean, I don't know. We're in a problem of like too many, like overpopulation, I think, but yeah, it makes me feel good because I was like that too. I was like, that's why it's crazy for me to watch The Bachelor when these girls are 24 and they're like, I'm ready for marriage and for babies. Cause I was the opposite. Like at 32, I was like, okay, after I'm with my husband for like 10 years, I was like, okay, we can have a baby. And I'm different in that way that I felt not ready. So it's okay to not feel ready. And take your time. It's okay, not want ever. And if you're scared, then it's nice to see someone who's like, you're like, wait, I'm a dumb bitch too. I could be a mom. Right. I didn't know.
I love that, actually. You know what people call that, Amanda, when you start to like, you know, influence other people and like the way they think, but it's a good part kind of influencing. See, you are influencing, but it's a good kind of influencing.
It's a good kind.
It is. Well, thank you again for coming on and watching. You said you watch this episode live. Like, you don't normally, right? Do you usually watch it the next day?
Yeah, or like, or see, never. I'm the worst kind because you, Blake watches it that day. You record it right after and you put it out. That's like, no, that's like, I mean, I'm like, I watch it, let's say tonight's episode. So I'll watch it, let's say tomorrow or Wednesday during the day. And then let's say I'll talk about it on my podcast and then the podcast will come out next week, the week after. Oh, so everyone listen to Blake's podcast. And no, for Bachelor stuff, yeah, it's not timely for me because yeah. But that's really good of you guys to do that. Cause I think people really appreciate like on the, but do they, are they ever like spoiler alert or are they down with it coming out the next day?
Yeah, I don't think we've heard anything. I get stuff on my Instagram a lot when I like live recap my Instagram.
Yeah, the West Coast.
I'll do the spoilers. Yeah. But oh, I never really got anything for the, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, when the ending of Zach and Tayshia, and I posted it, and E! News posted it, and the Bachelorette page posted it, and I posted it. It was like, I was like, I can't explain to you the rage that I felt. I'm like, if The Bachelorette Instagram page posted it, I can post it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or just stay off Instagram. Yeah, like anybody can post it. Media, just stay off social media you until like you know. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Like
it's crazy.
It's your responsibility, people. If you don't want to get spoiler, like I'm not going to blame Reality Steve for tweeting spoilers. I just don't go to his.
Yeah.
Page. Plus, he gives you the warning anyway. Spoiler alert. Wrong. Next slide. Like,
Plus, he's been wrong for the past two seasons. So.
Very true. Who knows anymore? No kidding.
He's been wrong a lot the last month.
Which makes me feel better because somebody spoiled the end of this season for me, like accidentally, even though I can't be mad because she was like, oh, like how crazy that Reality Steve. And I was like, oh, I don't actually look at his stuff. She thought I did. So she ruined it for me, but I'm consoling myself in the fact that like Amanda, but it might not be right still because he was wrong about Zach and Tayshia because he came on my podcast and he said, I let him like tell a spoiler and I like prefaced it and whatever. And he said that Tayshia chooses Zach, but she actually wants Brendan. And then she ends up like in real life, like getting breaking up with Zach and like going after Brett. So that was like completely made up. Yeah. Wow, so he said that like on my podcast. And as we know, Zaysha are going strong.
Yeah, very strong. They're great. They seem super happy together, which I love to see.
They're such a good.
It's good to see. It's been a while since we've had like a success story from this freaking Bachelor Nation. So it was nice to see. I know. It's really cool to see. Well, let's get into tonight's episode because I want to hear all your opinions because I got some too. So, well, honestly, the episode starts off hot. Like they kind of show, you know, the girls talking and they show Michelle getting the first date, but then they just bring in his dad. And do you think, Amanda, that, and Eric, do you guys think he knew his dad was coming in? Because like I didn't. I was ready to come on here and be like, fuck ABC. Like they brought his estranged. But the looks of it, it looked like he opened the door and knew his dad was going to be there. What do you guys think?
Did his dad know he was coming? Like did the dad know? Because
his dad was ready to celebrate.
The dad was like, wait, you're going to bring up past shit? No one told me. I wrote actually, and I'm usually like, this isn't a new thing to like try to get to our heart chords and bring in the, but I was like kind of pissed like you, because this is a very sensitive subject. And this is like a death. I don't know why, but I had the same anger as you where it felt right away. Like, okay, I don't know how ratings are doing, but like, or if they're hearing that people are saying that this, I mean, it's just wild to, it's such a set, and like, you can't just sit down in front of cameras and deal and hash out with your absent father. Yeah.
Oh my, like when you put it, when you think about it, you step back and think about it. It's wild.
It is wild. That's what I'm saying. Like, it seemed to me like Matt kind of went with it. And so it did seem like he was kind of prepared. It seemed like the father was ready to be like, wait, what?
And I would love to know what the producers told his dad, like even to get him there. Yeah.
If you have an estranged father and like you went through some shit, and then the reason for bringing him, Matt explained it as like, I needed to solve shit with you before I like propose. That sort of seemed contrived. Like you need to solve things with your father before you, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in that environment before, and I know it doesn't take much for them to convince you to do something or to say something. So maybe they mentioned it to Matt, you know, I don't know. I agree. I feel at one point, like I felt like I was uncomfortable, like listening into a conversation I shouldn't be, you know, it almost felt like such a private conversation. I was like, this doesn't seem right. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be listening to this. It was kind of hard, to listen to, and his dad clearly, like at one point, they got a little testy. Like they got a little testy at one heated. Point. Yeah, it got heated. It,
The like, dad was like, "Well, my dad was fucked up too." Like, yeah, exactly. And that kind of brought me, like, I don't want to get happy about myself, but I have like a estranged father too. Which if someone brought him, I'd be like, "Oh hell no!" but also the fact that the dad said that. That just kind of like gave me another icky feeling, because that kind of shows, you know, if he's blaming, you know, his that's not taking responsibility. Yeah. So not that we should even go there. It just felt like so personal. Like, yes, the contestants open up and share their deepest, darkest shit. Cause I mean, you've been there, they probe you too and everything, but I don't know. I think a lot, and from the comments I got back to what I said about it, I think people are feeling the same way. I feel like it was unnecessary to put them through that. The only part that I felt like, okay, I feel a little bit alleviated is when Matt like was such a mensch and was like, I forgive you. I was like, whoa, that was quick. Like he was like, I forgive you.
Yeah. Yeah. And he basically did tell his dad, he's like, yeah, I want you to be a part of my life and kids and family and everything. Whoa. And same as, you know, my dad, he passed away, but he wasn't around for me growing up. And he did the same, like, sounds like I very similar to Matt's situation. And it's a conversation I'd love to have with my dad, but I've never been able to have it because he did pass on years ago. But it's like, and I give Matt tons of credit for this because he kept his cool when his dad tried to flip the switch.
Yeah.
Where like, if I was in that moment, I would probably want to like, kind of beat my dad's ass. Like, are you serious? You're coming at me?
Yeah. Like, but that's like a deep, dark hole that we could get down. But that's like just the way I always thought about it with my dad is like, if you just think of a dude that like doesn't want the responsibility that he like undertook, like it's easy mm-hmm. to understand it that way. And that's what I saw in his dad kind of being like, well, my dad didn't do it for me. So like, I'm not doing it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But again, that's such a touchy personal thing that good for Matt for going with it and good for him for opening up and saying that he wants to rebuild. And I hope if the Bachelor managed to mend that, even though I feel like the mom is going to come in, oh, hell no, like next episode. I don't think she was down. Because it seems like she was hurt.
I mean, even at one point, his dad tried to like blame his mom. Remember, he was like, well, you know, I came home one day and your mom was just like gone. And Matt was like, well, for good reason, you know, like he like kind of got. But I agree. I think Matt handled that phenomenally. He was like still, he was collective. He like spoke still like intelligent. Like, I don't know. I thought he handled that great. He didn't lose his temper. He didn't start like just like, attacking him. And you're right. Like by the end of it, it seemed like, I mean, I don't know, but it seemed like, I guess he forgave him, you know, and they hugged it out. And then he was like, I guess, you know, I'd like to be for you to be a part of this relationship.
And like, I think a big thing like is like, I wonder if Matt told his mom like he was talking to the dad at all at any point.
Well, I bet not. I bet he has zero contact with his mom. So she'll find out next week, you know.
And it's interesting to me that he chose to bring it up on each date. It's like he really wanted to like have, I don't know if it's like continuation in TV world or continuity. Sorry. There was some like he brought it up on each date and like, and that's why I talked to my dad to be able to be a better man. And I'm like, and each woman like received it really well and liked that he was kind of opening up, but it again seems like contrived to me on production part. Like when Blake told me like his dad is coming on today, I even missed that. I didn't even notice in the promos. And I feel like the episode started with the dad just like plopped him in. I was like, wait, what?
It was. There was like no real buildup even for it. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it'll be interesting. You're right. I didn't even think about next week. It'll be interesting to see when his mom kind of finds out, if he tells his mom, I'm sure he will, how that goes down. But I mean, I guess all in all, like in my opinion, it could have gone way worse. Like I think it could have been way worse for everybody involved, but it seemed like the conversation was decent. And I guess, you know, Matt kind of forgave him and we'll see what happens moving forward. But all in all, I guess a decent conversation and everything. So,
yeah.
But let's get into the dates. I want to talk about each one of these dates, but we'll do that right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So Michelle gets the first date and I love Michelle. Michelle has grown on me each week more and more and more. Like every week I just fall more in love with her. I'm like, damn, this girl is cool. She's fun. She's smart. And that happened again for me this week. I mean, I love the way Matt is with Michelle. I love that he's himself. He's kind of goofy, laughs himself. They just seem to have a ton of fun
at all.
Yeah. I agree completely. I just think they have a ton of fun together. And they went on a spa day. What was it? Like a Pennsylvania Dutch spa day. And again, like it could have been a weird date maybe because it was kind of some weird things they're doing, but they just seemed to like work well together. Mm-hmm. You know, I like their relationship a lot.
Yeah, she's so cool. And she's a teacher, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a third grade.
Kindergarten. Oh, yeah, third grade maybe.
And she's beautiful and she's like athletic. Remember when she like dropped down and like just did like push-ups or something? Yeah. I was like, Michelle. She's definitely like a different vibe. She doesn't give off the FabFitFun vibes. No, you know what I mean? She doesn't. Even though it's funny because at the beginning, she's in, what's the car company that's from Minnesota?
I don't know.
Maybe Michigan Ford?
No, she was in a commercial for like some sort of like a car or like something. And I was like, not her. And then people explained to me that it's like very local and very this. So we shouldn't take it as like, we shouldn't be upset with her as I am sometimes when I find out they're like all models. Like,
models.
Yeah.
Don't forget to drop your FabFitFun code right now though.
So just remind people that I'm a hypocrite and they're wrong. But she's so lovely and there is a different vibe about her than a lot of the different girls that come on. But I have to say, it does seem in general that the three girls are actually really in love with him.
Very much.
Propose to me now and I will. I'm like, whoa, like I don't remember this so much. And I feel like bad for Matt in a sense. Cause like, I feel like we're kind of as the audience left being like, what are you in love with? Like as a, what? Cause they're not editing. Like they're not showing me like what it is. He's very tall. He's very handsome. He has lots of abs and muscles, but like, I'm sure he's fun. He was on Quarantine Crew. He like did a bunch of TikToks. Mm-hmm. Like he lit up when Tyler C came, the episode Tyler C. I was like, there he is. Like he did the prank. Like, I feel like he needed that. Like,
that
I don't
know. That was the most excitement we've seen from him actually.
Like, right. That's how I felt. I was like, wow. Like Tyler C brings it out in him. But, I kind of feel like every time we see him with the women, like we're not getting that like fun guy that all these girls are like
head over heels.
Mm-hmm. And I believe them. I believe Rachel, I believe Brie, and I believe, believe Michelle. But to go back to Michelle's date. Yeah. I love her too. I mean, what is there not to love? She's the realest. I feel like at the beginning we saw her Instagram. It was like a very, I said, non kind of whatever vibe we were talking about. And she seems like a real one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she seems like a woman. She just seems like a woman. Like she's got, she's mature. She's intelligent. On the night portion of the date, she said that like, you know, falling in love is easy or whatever, but staying in love is hard. She talks about how like staying in love and her parents have been married for like 30 some years. I was like, damn, like that's good. Like you're right. It's so much harder to stay in love than it is to fall in love. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think she's really mature and she's got a good head on her shoulders for sure.
So question, Blake, if Michelle doesn't win, would you slide on in to those DMs?
I don't slide into DMs anymore. I tell you that. No way.
She might beat Blake in competitions.
Now I'll slide into DMs and be like, a little one-on-one game of basketball. She is
and
tall.
Blake's
too,
ego
isn't she?
Is too big for that.
She's 5'10"? Very tall. She's very 5'9"? Tall. I noticed that when
she played ball.
Yeah.
She was with Matt and then Brie was with Matt. And I was like, whoa, there's like a huge difference there. Like you didn't realize how tall Matt was.
And I think Brie's super short too, but Matt, cause Matt's tall, but Michelle's at least, and she puts heels on. She's 6 foot, she's a 6 footer. So I'd whoop her ass in basketball still. I ain't scared. I'm low key pretty good at basketball. No, but Michelle's great. She ended up getting the rose. They spent the night together.
I have a question, Blake. Does fantasy suite mean sex?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, is it more intimacy driven or is it like
because uninterrupted time?
Or is it getting to know each other and like maybe learning more about the future together?
I mean, it's like, obviously
how's that spent.
Obviously the show like builds it up so it looks like you guys just like fuck all night, like that's like what the way they build it up, they have like the lights, the music, and the way they turn off
the light. The door, right?
Yeah, the door shuts. But I mean, no, it's definitely for everything. Like you have some really intense conversations in there. You try not to bring it, obviously, like you try not to bring up like the other guys or the other girls. You try to just like concentrate on your relationship and you talk about, I mean, I remember me and Becca talked about she was kind of like, what do you see us moving forward? Do you want to just like disappear as a couple? Like, would you want to just go away from Bachelor Nation, away from Instagram, just live a regular life? Or would you want to embrace the Instagram? Would you want to embrace the fame? Like, we had those conversations. So obviously there is, intimate moments, I don't know about for everybody, but there are. And then, you have like real conversations about what, life would be like after where you'd live, where you'd move to, if you'd move, that kind of thing. So there are definitely big time conversations that you wouldn't have on camera probably.
And there's also sex, right?
I know, Blake. And
Hey, I, and we have uninterrupted time together.
Quote, unquote.
Oh my God, now I just feel like, I just feel like interviewing Blake again because
I know
feel
what like, is that? This is my podcast.
Because I feel like Becca and, oh my God, I only see his last name when I think of his name. What's his name? Garrett. I see like Gruyere in it. That's his last name, no? Okay. So, I think they broke up officially after you were on my podcast, so I didn't get to ask you.
Well, you should listen to our follow-up podcast with Becca.
Yeah, I did a podcast with
Becca. Oh, there's a one with Becca? Oh,
it was fun.
Was there some chemistry happening? Some sparks flying? Oh, there was? I'm getting a yes from Eric, guys. I'm getting a nod. Because I feel like if I was the Bachelorette and I had to pick between two at the end, obviously, when you pick one of them, you're not over the other one. So then if it doesn't work out with the one of them, why wouldn't you go to the other one that you still had feelings for? I'm just saying.
I mean, Kelly, it is Pete went through everybody, so.
That's true.
That's so true.
That's very true.
It is a weird thing to think, like, I think Matt genuinely has feelings for all three of these women and strong feelings for all three of these women. And you're right. It's like, it's not like, you pick one or whatever, and then all, you know, the rest of the feelings go away. That's not how it works. You still have feelings, you know? And I think that's why a lot of F2s like have some insecurities regarding like the other people in the house.
What's F2s?
The second place, final two.
Oh F2. My God. I didn't know that's what I meant. Okay.
There you go. So, I mean, it's not easy. Yeah. That's why I think
going to what you just said about Matt, like, did you notice tonight he only said he was falling in love with one person?
Well, yeah, and he said it a couple weeks ago. He said he was falling in love with Rachel.
Yeah.
He said it on camera. It's the only person he's talking. He's like, yeah, we'll get to that. We have a lot to say about Rachel too. But Michelle, yeah, she's going on. She, you know, she, fantastic night. We love Michelle. Bree gets the next date. I like Bree too. I feel like Bree is a little bit more reserved than Michelle, at least what we're seeing edit-wise. But again, she is very, very, very into Matt. She's very into Matt. She's not sad, you know, or she's not scared to talk about it. But they have a funny little date where they walk through the woods and they set up like a tent. It's just so funny. These like seasons where they can't travel, the dates, they're just like starting to throw.
But it's so
together.
Much better than La Quinta. It's like much better than La Quinta. Poor, Tayshia was such a champ and like literally
well,
you gave
guys
her.
Guys were champs putting up with that. Like.
And in 175 degrees, like in a motel. I don't know. Everyone's like, Amanda, it's resorts and inn. I'm like, no, it legit looks like a motel. But, and she was in the paper taxi cab with Zach. And you know, Matt is driving up in G-Wagons every day, a different G-Wagon.
Porsches, everything.
How's that fair? Yeah. International Women's Day. Helicopter rides. Tayshia's in the damn yellow cardboard box.
She's carrying it.
Yeah, she's carrying it. Yeah. They had to jump in the fountain because they were sweating so much and no AC.
Yeah, it was
makes
hot.
Me angry.
I remember watching that. Yeah.
But I would be pissed if I was Brie with the outdoor date. I'd be like, are you freaking serious? But I think Brie is the most gorgeous thing ever.
Every episode.
How gorgeous is she? I'm like insecure. Yeah. I'm watching it and I'm like, I don't look like Brie. Like, she's so pretty. She's so pretty. Everyone is, because I love Kourtney Kardashian, so everyone's like, she's very resembling of Kourtney Kardashian.
It is. Wow.
Like the mannerisms a little too and everything, but she's gorgeous and she's smart. We know she worked at like Facebook before or something. Her mom is my age or something.
Yeah. Mom was gorgeous too.
Her mom is young. Whole, yeah. And so she's definitely a vibe. Now I see what you're saying because I never think about it that way. The reserved versus like, I'm in love with you. So I think comparatively she is, but she did tell him also like, I'm ready.
She's really like, yeah, right now. I'll do it.
I'll do it right now. But I can see what you're saying. I can see because I was, were you not shocked that she was the one to go?
No, I wasn't. I kind of had a feeling she was going to be the one to go.
Really? Even though she's so pretty.
I know. She is really, really pretty. No, yeah. I also find it's pretty cool because I know this in real life. Like you are different, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but you are different people with who you're dating. Like some, you know, you might be dating somebody who's more outgoing. Maybe you're a little bit more, or maybe you're a little bit more reserved because you let her kind of take the front. You might be dating somebody who's quieter. Maybe you're louder. And it's kind of wild to watch a show like this where you see, like, I feel like I've seen different sides of Matt when he's with each girl. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying like he's acting or he's two-faced or whatever. I just think certain people bring out different sides of you. And I think Bree brings out, I think Matt's a little bit more quieter. I do. I think he's a little bit more quieter with her. He's a little more serious with her than obviously is with Michelle. So it's kind of fun to watch that what Bree brings out.
Maybe because Michelle is really like fun and like, let's, you know, wrestle. And Rachel, it's like, it doesn't even matter because she's so obsessed with him. I'd fucking be in love with her too if she was every 2 seconds telling me, I'm really propose now. And she's gorgeous too. You know what I mean? She's really pretty. I'm really superficial, guys. So like, Blake is like, she's more reserved. I'm like, but she's really pretty.
But she's super good looking.
But she's really, really pretty. Now that I'm looking at through your lens, I see what you're saying but for me, it's hard to see Matt kind of shine. Like, we don't get enough of like really seeing the relationship, like as a viewer. Like, it's so weird for us to think they're so in love and all this because we're like, wait, we didn't see that.
And like, we've seen like little flashes amount of times, but yeah, you're like, we haven't seen a lot. And that's not an accident. Like, I feel like the producers do that. They kind of make the Bachelor, the girls are the drama, are the intense moments, you know, and then the Bachelor's just kind of there. Kind of thing. So it's, he's not, this isn't the first time, you know.
And I think we also saw that last week in the previews, or the blooper reels or whatever, the missing dates. Like, they've cut out a ton of probably great moments this year for all the drama.
A lot of people were wondering about that. Like, why? First of all, the women tell all was like, the women tell nothing because we don't care. And like, since when do they bring every single girl on the hot seat? Usually the hot seat is like the Chad, you know, like Chad, you fucked up the whole season. Let's put you on the hot seat.
They should have just had Victoria there.
They put literally every single girl. Like, that's how much it was kind of a staggering season. That every, it's like Molly, like people we don't remember, like in the hot seat. Brittany, the one that came on for one episode, they did the escort thing. Then it's like the girl was called a hoe. But listen, people are going to hate me for this. Victoria was my...
She was your girl?
Not my girl, listen. She's not my girl. She entertained me. Not in the bully stuff, in the way she said... funny things. Like, she has good delivery and things, you know.
She does have good delivery, good timing.
Good timing.
Sometimes what she said though, we were like, don't say that.
But are you just really sensitive though? I think. Like, it's so good. It's so good. Cause every girl, like, we all want to say that. Like, someone's like offended. It's like, but do you have issues that you're sensitive? No, she's so funny. So funny.
Are you sensitive? That is a pretty funny line.
He said
like,
that.
Is it just because you're? Oh, I remember. Yeah, I can't remember who it was that she said it to, but like, because like maybe you're sensitive.
And then she's like, "I'm seriously asking." Yeah.
Why do you pretty think good Victoria impression too?
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Sarah Trott. Why wasn't she at the freaking?
She just disappeared. She's not gonna be a woman tell all. She mean I don't think I've heard zero rumblings about her in Paradise. She's got a boyfriend. She's just going to disappear. It's crazy.
I call her Sarah came for the right reasons, Trot. Yeah.
I actually kind of liked her.
Spoiler alert, like, she didn't.
She's gone.
Seemed like she was doing pretty well before the show, though.
Yeah.
With G-Eazy.
No, that was my favorite Victoria moment when Sarah came over and she was like, and Victoria's like, we don't know you. And Sarah's like, okay, you guys know my heart. She's like, Who talks to her? I just like Victoria's moments need a freaking reel because that's when I laughed. Like I was laughing. It was funny. But yeah. Anyway, the date. Sorry.
Who talks to her?
Who even talked to her?
Oh, man. Yeah. So where were we? We digressed quite a bit there.
No,
it's
like,
okay. We do that. We Bree's date, but I was trying to think like the night portion of Bree's date. I feel like
she did have a moment though. She kind of flipped the script with that question about what Matt wanted and his thoughts on the engagement. process.
And he still didn't really answer. Really,
I don't know if Matt's really allowed to answer questions. Though.
Oh, he's not. Like, the lead cannot answer.
I just don't. No, I'm not saying that. Just in general, the guy just doesn't really answer questions.
Yeah. Can the guy Blake? Because I was thinking today when they're all like, "I love you," and then he'll just like lean in for a kiss, and it's like, "I'm gonna miss you," and he's like, my ego would be way too big to be like telling a guy things and not get like, okay, I get that he's not allowed to say, because we all know Ben Higgins like fucked up when he told Lauren and JoJo that he like loves them, and that was like a big no-no. But so, are they allowed to say anything with love? And are they allowed to say, like, I'm gonna miss you? Like, why can't he say that back? He didn't say that back to, who was it, Brie?
Yeah, well, there was that moment. Yeah, there was that really awkward moment where Brie was like, "I'm in love with you," or "I love you," and he was like, "Thanks for sharing." I was like, "Oh boy!"
It's almost like awkward. He just leans in. I really appreciate you just telling me that.
Well, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I don't. I think. They're not told not to say it. Like, it's not like the person's like, "Don't you dare say you love him back." But I mean, I think they can if they want, they can. But I think that they just know, like, not to probably say that until the very end. And I remember Becca telling, I don't know if it wasn't me, maybe just like a podcast or something, that like she wanted to save that for the end. Like, she wanted to save the "I love you too" for the person she's picking, which I get. And I think that's a good way to look at it as a lead. Like, you kind of want to save that for the person. So.
Yeah.
But it is hard. I couldn't do it. Either. I did do it, but I can't believe I did it. Being like, "Wait, I love you." And my last words to Becca were, when I got dumped in Maldives, were, "I love you. Bye." That's literally was my last line to her as I was leaving. Fucking brutal.
Wait, the last line that was on like on the show or okay.
I like hugged her bye. I was like, "I love you. Bye."
So it's like you almost broke up with her.
It was like, no. That shit had already dumped me and everything. Yeah,
I know.
I love you. Bye.
Oh my God. That's such a brutal. I feel like you could also be that person that feels so bad that you just say it back to everyone and then you get fucked. You're like, "Love you too. Love you too. Love you too."
Slip out a little bit. Oops.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. So Brie, Brie's, whatever.
And one thing I want to ask is like, because between these dates, how awkward that is, the girls coming back and seeing each other every morning. Like, what would you have done if you saw Jason and Garrett?
I would have lost my mind. I was Rachel. You know, Rachel's losing her mind. I was Rachel.
Were you the
last
one?
I was the last fantasy suite, losing my shit. My travel was horrible. We went like 24 hours. Like, I flew like 14 hours and I was just losing my mind. And I can't imagine sitting in a room then and being like, "Hey, like, how was your fucking sex romp last night?" You know, like, that would be horrible. Like, I feel so terrible for these women. And they do it every season now.
I don't know how you can... I really don't get how you guys do it. It's like goes against like human nature to like be dating the same person, to be then friends with the people that you're dating the same person as, and to like try to act like your relationship is the only one. Mm-hmm. And then your parents have to act that way when they meet the guy and be like, "Okay, it's just like such a wild thing," but so many people go on the show and like we know there are a lot of success stories and it works. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women and men are able to put all these things aside and go on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget when I was in LA because I figured out pretty quickly that I was last fantasy suite because I stayed in LA for 5 days. So I was like, fuck. And I remember I went to a comedy show with one of the producers on stage.
Wait,
the
can
comedian.
You explain what that means? That you had like downtime? We don't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, like you're just with your producer and you're doing whatever you want. Like not whatever you want. She's there with you or he, but like you can go out. We'd work out. We'd go to like gyms. We'd work out. We'd go to like the pool. We went to a couple like little dinners and stuff like that. Like you actually get to downtime, you know, at that point. And I went to a comedy show. The producer was the comedian. And then my producer, we all went. And I remember afterwards he was like coming up to, you know, and we were like talking. He was like, "So how you feeling?" I was like, "Well, like the woman I love is fucking another man tonight. So this is, it's for good. I feel great. Feel good." You know, it's like such a weird thing to
it's
like
such a conceptually. Weird feeling. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Super weird. But,
and I feel like a lot of couples then can't get over that. I feel like we know that with Caitlin Bristow, who ended up picking Sean, she alluded a lot of times to the fact that Sean was always still kind of weird about Nick and would always bring him up. So I feel like, and that's so human naturey too, like for you to not forget, like, wait, you dated other people. Wait, you were feeling all these feelings. You had to decide between me and them at the end. So I think for a lot of couples, they also have that issue. Yeah.
And watching it back is not fun.
And watching it back. Oh my God.
Yeah. Let's talk about Rachel. We're going to do that right after this. So Rachel is obsessed with Matt. Like we kind of talked about it, but Rachel is obsessed. I've never seen somebody so just like over the top. I want to marry this man. This man has a future. If he dropped down on me tonight, I'd do it. Like, I've never seen that on the show. And I've watched, I mean, I haven't watched it that long, I guess, but like, damn, it's crazy to see how in love with him she is.
She's so in love with him. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the Claire and Dale situation where remember how obsessed Claire with Dale was. And we were like, wait, what, where was this? What? So I feel like the same thing with Rachel, like, okay, yeah, what happened that you are so obsessed? Because even when they kiss, which like, again, that's something you can say, like for me, I'm really looking at the kissing. Because I feel like kissing tells a lot about, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know if she's uncomfortable with the camera. She's definitely not like opening her mouth.
I guess I haven't really looked at it.
You guys are like,
I haven't noticed.
I'm always looking at Matt's open eyes. Just get lost in them.
Well, I looked when he hugged his dad, his eyes were closed.
Look at you. You really watch, you really break it down.
No, because I'm looking at the freaking, I want to see some like a little slip of the tongue, maybe just a little, like a little spit, a little passion. But then you see like, kind of just notice maybe like next episode. So she's so obsessed with him, so in love with him, so whatever. But I don't know, maybe the game like gets in your head and you want to win. Could that be like part of it?
Well, I was going to say, Rachel's definitely in her head too, though. Like she was crying the day of her dates, and she's clearly having a hard time of picturing him with other women.
Yeah.
Which I get. Like I said, I was like that. I get that. But at the same time, you've got to try and like compartmentalize. And I think she's having a hard time with that, especially it was kind of awkward at the beginning of this date. Like she walked up to him like gingerly. Yeah. Like she wasn't even like that excited to see him. She didn't do a jump in the arms thing. Like it was just like,
wait, and do you casual. Have to do that is another question.
You don't have to, but you are really excited usually.
You're really like excited, happens. But like in real life, does a girl see you and is really excited and wraps her legs around you? Eric, did that ever happen to you in real life?
No. I'm sure if I've been on the show for sure, though, every weekend, but nothing I can recall.
No, it was such a weird image to see on Bachelor, like you said, a date, you said it yourself, and the woman not running up and jumping legs. She was like pissed at him.
Yeah, she was like angry at him for being the Bachelor. She was like, how dare you go on dates with other women?
Which shows you how obsessed with him she is. Yeah. Like, and that must feel really good for Matt.
Yeah, I know. Like, I agree. Like, I agree.
I think it feels really good to know, like, okay, these aren't just words and these women, you know, all liking me because they came on the show for me. But here is this girl, like, genuinely upset that I was with other girls. And, like, I feel like that I'd take it as a compliment if I was Matt, you know?
No, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because there was a moment where Rachel kind of took Matt aside. She was like, I can't do this. Like, we need to talk because I'm very uncomfortable. And he mentioned how... And Rachel said, you know, like, I guess I haven't thought about, like, I've been so worried about whether you like me. I guess I haven't thought about what's going through your head and whether you think we like you. And I was like, that's a great point. Like that, like as the lead, you still have, you know, you're still nervous. You're so scared that maybe these women only like me because I'm the lead. Maybe these women only like me because the producers are in their head because other women are fighting over me. So I could see how that would get into Matt's head a little bit. So that was kind of cool to see Rachel be like, oh, I haven't really thought of it like that.
Meanwhile, like the producers planned this whole like ghost scene with the Potter. Yeah.
Oh, they wanted, yeah.
Like the whole thing. Meanwhile, Matt has it like splattered on his forehead.
He did.
He had it on his forehead. And like they didn't even like complete the date there. Really.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I feel like it kind of just. Yeah, ended. And then it kind of went to like the night portion because she kind of got what she needed, I guess. And she felt a little bit more comfortable. And she even said later that she was like mad. She was like, I'm mad at myself for letting it get to me and everything. But yeah, the night portion of the date, I mean, I thought it went really well. Again, he kind of brought up his dad and everything and kind of they talked through that. But I think most of that date was just Rachel talking about how much she liked Matt. And I even thought at one point Matt was uncomfortable. I think even Matt was like, you'd get down right now if I got down on knee and say yes. She was like, yeah. I was like, damn.
Do you think though, because I, in recapping the show with other dudes, and I say dudes because like I like a guy's perspective on another guy, mm-hmm. saying that like Matt doesn't seem like in the headspace of our typical bachelor who usually has been on the show, usually knows this is an engagement, usually is like into that, like that they don't see Matt in like, does he get that this is like engagement, marriage? Like it feels like he came to kind of like chill.
Yeah. I can't get a vibe for, I mean, he's talked a lot about, and they almost, and that, which makes me think maybe they wanted to like reinforce the idea. He keeps talking about like, he wants to find like, and that's why they brought his dad in. Like he wants to find someone he can commit, you know, be committed to and have a long lasting relationship, you know, different from his dad. He's not going to be the man that his dad was, you know, they keep like reinforcing that. So I don't know if that's just like the narrative they're trying to build for him or if that's like really, really how he feels. I mean, I think he genuinely wants to find somebody and he likes these girls, but it is kind of crazy to think that he wasn't on the show before. You know, it's still kind of crazy to think that like this man was tossed in, right?
And this man was living in a bunk bed with Tyler C. until the show, months before this. So that's why that's why there are a lot of things, you know, there are a lot of things going on about Matt that we forget. We don't know where to place him. Like, A, we don't know you from before, and we're trying to get to know you through this process, which is ending next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wild. Yeah.
Crazy.
Really crazy. Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like he's genuinely into Rachel. Say, actually was talking about this earlier. Maybe he seems like he's way more himself and everything with Michelle. I think right now with Rachel, it's infatuation. Like, I think he's really, really attracted to her. And I think maybe he likes that she's so obsessed with him. You know, I think he clearly likes that.
Michelle might be surface level with Rachel.
Michelle might be too much of a woman for him. Is that what you said? You said she's a woman. She might be.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
It might be like Michelle is like, you know, let's challenge each other. Whereas Rachel's like, marry me.
I just want to stare at you all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guys love that for their freaking egos, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. And I do like Rachel. Like, you're right. I don't think they've shown any of her, they're like, if they've had any deep conversations, they certainly haven't shown it. It does seem surface level. But I don't know. She seems like a nice girl. But I tell you what, the fireworks at the night portion of the fantasy suite, I was like, well, it's over. They gave her freaking fireworks. Like, it's over. Like, he's picking Rachel.
Wait, really? See, Blake gives the inside information. Fireworks means he's picking Rachel?
For sure. I feel like if
didn't you get fireworks? So I guess it wasn't the final though.
I didn't get fireworks. No, I didn't get fireworks.
That's why you didn't get pegged. Yeah.
But yeah. No, what it is they do tell Matt, like, hey, like we have these three fantasy suites. You can kind of pick who you want. And I think the fact that Matt picked her for that, I think that says a lot.
Yeah,
or maybe he was even like, save the fireworks for, you know, like I didn't end up winning, but I remember Becca said she saved the noisemaker for me. Like she has like one of those noisemakers at the bed. Like she saved that for me because we had a hotel. So like there's like certain little things that the lead will do that says a lot. Yeah.
To me, it also seems like Michelle, they might have more of a like a friendly, like I don't know why I'm picturing them like playing
that.
Basketball. I don't know why, because I don't think we've had a scene of that at all. But I'm just picturing them. Oh, they did?
They played hoops with her parents.
Oh, okay. Oh. So kind of like Father of the Bride moment I'm like picturing with them. Whereas like with Rachel, it does seem maybe more like attraction, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That would be my bet too.
That's what I'm feeling. So, yeah, I mean, the date ended up going well with Rachel again. And so this is the first time in a while, I feel like, too, the lead hasn't sent somebody home during fantasy suites. I feel like that's happened most seasons. Like, it happened on my season. It happened, Hannah. It happened. So he took all three to the rose ceremony. He takes all three to the rose ceremony. And I wasn't shocked that he sent Bree home. But you said you were. Were you shocked?
I was. Really? But again, I think Michelle's awesome. But I'm kind of looking at the connection. And I thought that maybe he was feeling Bree more in the sense of like vibing, like not vibing, like feeling her more, like wanting her, maybe lusting, for her. Right. And I thought Michelle and him had more of a friendly thing and I didn't see the passion. Whereas I get what you're saying with Bree, but I thought that he was more like maybe attracted to her. But then I was surprised. Surprised, which I'm happy for Bachelor Nation to get someone like Bree, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's a good one. I mean, they're all good, but
She'll be in Paradise faux show. Sure.
She'll be a good one for Tayshia and Claire's guys.
Yeah. She's young. She's 24. She's not like super old or anything.
She's not like
well, Claire and Tayshia's guys are kind of old. Like they're my age. They're my age.
But Bree seems pretty like mature. Like
yeah, she seems like the real deal too. Mm-hmm. That's I feel like very lucky on Matt's part that I think his final three, his F3,
there you go.
We're all feel like, if not there for the right reasons, definitely at this moment in time, there for Matt, wanting to end up with him and would be very happy for him to get down on one knee.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Which isn't always the case.
Yeah, right.
Which isn't always the case. But I will say Bree took it really well. Like, I think she handled herself really well. She was clearly heartbroken and hurt. But, you know, she's like, I can't be angry at you. I can't, you know, it's not like I'm like super pissed. This is what it is. And she the way she handled herself made her even more attractive in my, you know, like the way she kind of like just kept her chin up, you know, and stood tall like that. That's really attractive. And yeah, it's not easy to do in that.
And she didn't do the annoying thing of like, no one loves me. I'm unlovable in the cab to like get the, she was just like real. She's like, listen, this sucks. Like, I'm not mad at you. I get it, but I'm hurt. And she was a real person. I feel like I hate that, you know, unlovable shit.
Yeah. The unlovable, or like, you're right. She didn't have a Bachelorette tagline. Like, that's what, you know, she didn't, it didn't seem like she was shooting for the Bachelorette. It wasn't like Hannah B said something in her car. Like, I can't remember what it was, but it seems like everybody has like that one tagline.
That's what I'm saying. They always have the thing in the car where it's like, will anybody love me? Like pin to the camera, like, and Brie was so real. She didn't say that. She's obviously confident. And she was just like, it sucks, but whatever, you know, that's so true. I feel like it was so refreshing, that breakup. He also, I don't think did he say, can I walk you out?
I don't know. No, that I don't think so.
That's my freaking pet.
Really? Can I walk you out?
Is that like, that's something they teach you at Bachelor World too. That's not a real life thing. You don't walk anybody out, especially after you break up with them. And then they want to like hold hands too. It's like, fuck off.
Fuck off. Or give like a hug and like
don't hold my hand and
damn,
walk
you'd
me
be
out.
Great on the show. Damn it, you'd be so great.
You need to be a producer. Shit.
Well, someone actually told me that the other day. That's so crazy.
Is that a compliment or not though?
Because I don't know. What does that
producers
mean?
Producers are kind of evil. So like you never know what to say when somebody says like, thank you. So like Bree, we love Bree. It's still funny because when you look back at the beginning of the season, the first 4 weeks, everybody loses their minds, right? They're like, they're only showing drama. These girls suck. They're blah, blah, blah. And most of the time I'm like, just wait, you know, like, just wait. Like, yes, they're showing just the drama, but like, just wait. Eventually we're going to get to know these women. We're going to start to like them. We're going to get to know the good ones. And I think we have this season, like as bad as it started, I think it's still finishing on a pretty good note.
It did go pretty deep into the season though, with the drama. I feel like it was like,
why do we have to wait? Why do we have to wait? Why can't we like start with not 36? 30 fucking six, Chris. Why? Why? Yeah. And second of all, if like we all are waiting for this moment, no one enjoyed the girl drama. I hope they pick up on that. Nobody liked it. I think Victoria's funny moments were really the only part that were entertaining. Everything else felt icky, felt gross, had no entertainment value even.
I think they think they have this equation and they can't change it. And it's like, you can, and you can evolve, you know, with like what people want to watch and see, you know?
And they did the opposite of evolve. Cause I feel like it used to be like, oh, here's like one catty thing. Like, two like pageant queens. Wow. And now it was like, she called her a hoe and she called like, it would like digressed. I feel like,
I actually completely agree. And I did a podcast recently and I said something and I was like, you know, it seems like, cause they, of course I got the question, like, are you going to Paradise? And I was like, you know, like these girls for some, and I don't think they're all like this, but the producers have kind of made them, most of them unlikable. It's like, I can only think, and that's not their fault. Like, I doubt they're actually like this. Like, I bet they are cool girls, but the show is just showing like their cattiness and their nastiness. And I'm like, true, why go to Paradise? If mm-hmm. I'm sure maybe those girls are awesome and I would get along, but I'm like, I couldn't be that excited if I'm like, I'm only in, you know, two girls I could see myself with, you know, because it's just, I don't know why the producers just continue to. No, that's, I'm just saying, hypothetically, hypothetically.
We need that hypothetically.
Well, I feel like MJ, like I thought she was going to be really cool. And then she said the varsity mm-hmm. comment, which like, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that like, this was life. Like that went on for episodes. Piper episodes, was cute.
Yeah.
Episodes about the varsity comment with Jesenia. yeah, there was a lot to get through. And finally now, that's why I'm so glad I came on after this episode, because it was finally like the people, we're talking about the women and their relationships and what we're supposed to be talking mm-hmm, about and mm-hmm. not the stupid shit.
Yep, agreed. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's just as intense next week because they show the preview and I mean, there's a lot of tears. Matt finally breaks down, basically says he's not even sure if he can continue. So it's going to be hard, I think. I think we're going to see, it's going to be really hard for him there at the end. It always is, but.
I know, I can't wait.
It's going to be interesting. I hate watching breakups. Like, I hate seeing somebody just like crushed like that.
Really?
I can't watch it, no. Because I've been there maybe, but it was.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. And I have a feeling both of these girls are going to, like, whoever doesn't get picked is going to be crushed.
Really? I have a feeling that they're not getting married, whoever he picks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had a successful.
We didn't have all of these things ended. Like it's been, I mean, Zach and Tayshia were like, you know, I mean, Claire and Dale are back together and you know what, and I'll say it here. They might fucking make it. And
what
they
if
might,
they do?
Right?
They might prove us all wrong. And they're like, because I feel like after all of this and what we've been through with them, they kind of proved to us that they were made for each other and they deserve each other.
Mm-hmm. You know That'd be mean? So cool, actually. That'd be what? So cool if they made it through all right. this.
The last successful couple really is probably Jordan and JoJo, right?
Yeah.
Off the show?
So. Well, Rachel. Or was that before? No,
Rachel and Brian?
That was before.
Yeah, Rachel and Brian.
Before.
Was
it? Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But
and
yeah,
Bachelors especially. There hasn't been one in a while.
Hasn't been, but I feel like, yeah, I don't know why I have a feeling that Matt is not getting married anytime soon. Or living an engaged life, which is like with the woman in the same city, like in a house. Like I want to see an Ari and Lauren. I want to see a house in Arizona. And babies. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's what I want to see. I don't like, I want to see the thing that you talked about the whole freaking season.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You talk about the engagement and the marriage and the babies, but then like, we don't see that. Like we see couples that are like kind of trying to make it work and be boyfriend and girlfriend. But like, I want to see what you like said that you're going to end up being. So that's what I'm saying. My hopes aren't, I don't feel like, he's moving to Minnesota with Michelle.
I agree. I feel like the show doesn't even want that anymore. I feel like they enjoy these crazy endings that have never happened before in the history of Bachelor Nation. You know, like things like that. Like, I feel like they love that now. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I agree. I like the traditional, like, yeah, Sean Lowe, like to get married, have babies right after kind of things.
Yeah. Or at least let us see, like now we're seeing Zach and Tayshia. At first, I remember she was saying, she was going to be bi-coastal and that, like, I was like, wait, what did you say? Because that scared me. But then she's like in New York with him. And then she like hopped back, but she's back in New York. So at least to see the couple like trying to be together more than not is a really good feeling.
Yeah.
When you don't have a life like us. And we just talk about this as if this is like our lives. It's a really good feeling. So yeah. So I it'll be entertaining, but I don't know. I'm not emotionally invested, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone is.
Yeah, it's been a weird season. I will admit that. I think Matt's done great as a bachelor, but there's been a lot of the outside noises. Obviously, lots happened this season where we're not as invested, I think, as we know.
Yeah,
a lot more negative than positive for sure.
A lot, unfortunately, and I think
but
unfortunately,
not on him. Yeah, but not
no,
on
exactly,
him
exactly. No, but no. I think unfortunately, his season's gonna be remembered for this.
Yeah,
and that sucks. That sucks.
And it sucks most of all because he was the first Black bachelor. Mm-hmm. And then we focus so much on catty drama instead of I don't know, empowering him or showing his journey, his story, learning more.
Very true.
But we showed all this dumb bitches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you. So we'll see. Who do you think he's going to pick though? We'll end it with that. Who do you think he's going to pick?
I think between the two of them, it's going to be Rachel.
Yeah. That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty
I don't think he has the cojones to pick Michelle.
I definitely think, Michelle would be the better fit, 100%.
Michelle would be the wife, you know what I mean? Rachel is the girlfriend that they're going to break up.
Could you imagine their children, too? They're breeders.
Man, they would be athletes, professional athletes.
Yeah.
He's 6'6", she's 6 foot.
That's a retirement fund right there.
Yeah, that's smart. Be smart, Matt. Think about your future.
Yeah, they're both so tall and both have really athletic.
Athletic.
Both D1 players, yeah.
I mean, Tyler can move into their house.
Tyler can live above the garage. awesome. Well, we'll see. I think Rachel too, but we'll see, I guess. So thanks for coming on, Amanda. Yes, appreciate
thank you for having me, guys. Absolutely. This was so fun.
Yeah, plug all your things. Where can people find you?
Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram and my podcast if you like pop culture and
it's just called Not Skinny Not But Not Fat, right? Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Do you like getting called that or Amanda more? What do people call you more?
What do you think?
I feel like people know you more by Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Really? No.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Yeah. People say Not Skinny, Not Fat. They don't put the butt. And I'm okay. I think I'm whatever. Amanda is my name. Yeah.
Thanks again for coming on, Amanda. Really appreciate it. And we'd love to have you on again. We'll have you on again at some point.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.